Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is to tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sir, boys and girls, it's time now for a lot of fun with Happy Hank. Say, you feeling a hippity-zippity? All right, how about a great big laugh? Now, come on, everybody laugh out loud. I'll count three. One, two, three. Oh, boy, that was fun. You know, when you laugh like that, you open your mouth up real wide, just like the hippopotamus at the circus or the zoo. Aren't those funny animals, though? You know, the hippopotamus is such a big fellow, and he has such a big mouth. Hey, how would you like to hear a funny song about a hippopotamus? Well, all right, then, you just be real quiet and listen. Hip, hip, hip for the hippopotamus. Hippopotamus, hippopotamus. Let's all hope he thinks a lot of us. He's got the biggest mouth you ever saw. He can take 10 apples at a bite. Apples at a bite, apples at a bite. And if those 10 apples taste just right, he'll turn around and eat a bushel more. Hippopotamus sat down to dine, feeling very fine. He sat down to dine. His mouth looked like the entrance to a mine. He opened up so wide he ate himself. Well, I guess we can be glad that we don't have mouths as big as a hippopotamus.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank.
Well, look who's here. It's Squeaky. Say, Squeaky, you missed our song about the hippopotamus.
Oh, no, I didn't. I heard it. Say, I wish I had a mouth like a hippopotamus.
You do? Why?
Well, just think of all the ice cream and cake I could eat at one bite. Oh, boy, that's fun.
Well, yes. If you ate that much ice cream and cake at one bite, you'd have a tummy ache.
No, sir, not me, because I like ice cream and cake.
Well, I guess we all do. Well, for goodness sakes, here comes our dog pal, Popcorn. Well, Popcorn says a hippopotamus's mouth is bigger than his doghouse. That's right, Popcorn, but I don't think you'd like to live inside the hippo's mouth. No, sir, Popcorn doesn't want to be a dinner for any old hippo. Hey, I just thought of something.
A riddle?
Why, Squeaky, how did you know I was thinking about a riddle?
I just guessed it.
Well, it was a good guess. Now, boys and girls, I have a dandy riddle. And talking about the hippo's big mouth reminded me of it. Are you ready? All right, then, here's the riddle. What has a mouth and a fork, but never eats? Oh, boy, what has a mouth and a fork but never eats?
Well, who ever heard of anybody with a mouth and a fork and not eating?
I did.
Well, who is it, Happy Hank?
Well, now, that's for you and the boys and girls to figure out. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program today. Say, you'd better put on those thinking caps, boys and girls. Squeaky, how did you get the knees of your pants so dirty?
Oh, pants? Oh, well, I was outside playing a game.
Well, what kind of a game was it?
Oh, just leapfrog.
I see. Well, you must have been down on the ground with the frogs.
Well, I guess I fell down once or twice, but the dirt'll come off.
Oh, yes, it'll come off in the wash tub. But say, speaking about frogs, I have a song about a frog. Boys and girls, would you like to hear a song about a frog? All right, then, here's the way it goes. A frog, he would a-wooing go. A frog, he would a-wooing go, whether his mother would let him or no. Well, he rode right to Miss Mousie's den. He rode right to Miss Mousie's den, said he, Miss Mousie, are you within? Oh, yes, kind sir, I sit and spin. Oh, yes, kind sir, I sit and spin. Mr. Froggy, won't you walk right in? He said, Miss Mousie, I've come to see. He said, Miss Mousie, I've come to see if you, Miss Mousie, will marry me. Well, I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say to that until I see my Uncle Rat. So Uncle Rat, he rode to town. So Uncle Rat, he rode to town and bought his niece a wedding gown. Well, the frog and the mouse, they went to France. The frog and the mouse, they went to France, and that's the end of my romance. Yes, sir, that was a funny frog song, all right, wasn't it? Now, I think it is just about time for... Squeaky, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Happy Hank. My goodness, I didn't mean to...
You didn't mean to what?
Well, I was playing leapfrog over the chair and I missed.
Well, so I see, and you see what you've done, don't you?
Oh, the leg of the chair is sort of broken, isn't it? But don't you worry, I'll get my hammer and I'll get some nails and I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
No, I'm afraid we'll have to get a new leg for that chair now.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Well, I know you didn't do it on purpose, Squeaky, but you forgot to be careful of the furniture. You know, when you play inside, you must be careful not to break the furniture. It costs money, you know.
Well, yes, I know.
And boys and girls, I think we ought to sing our slogan song for Squeaky so he'll be sure to remember the next time. And maybe this will help you to remember, too. Now, you don't want to break any chairs or scratch any of the furniture in the house. No, sir, you can have lots of fun without getting too boisterous in the house. So come on now and sing our slogan song. Now, if you don't know the words, you just hum right along with me. Here we go. When you have a rainy day and must stay inside to play, remember to be careful of the furniture. Chairs and things are quickly scarred. They don't look nice when they're marred. So be careful of the furniture. Now remember that. And I think right now it's just about time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two little cowboys, you know, in their search for the lost mine. Now, remember last time they finally found a way out of the dark tunnel where Black Tom the Outlaw had tried to seal them up by an explosion at the entrance. But the explosion was so powerful it blew out another door in the tunnel. Well, Rocket thinks it was his rabbit's foot that got them out. Squeaky peeked outside and saw that the coast was clear, so the boys went out to try to find their horses and get back to their S-Bar S Ranch to keep the gang of outlaws from damaging their property. As they were leaving, Rocket found a door key, and on it Squeaky read, Desert Hotel, Ghost Town. What does it mean? As the scene opens today, the boys are talking it over. Listen.
Hey, look, there are our horses tied just where we left them.
Oh, boy, we're a little lucky. Hey, is my little old hee-haw mule there, too? Well, so he is. I sees him myself. That rabbit's foot of mine sure done the trick.
Hey, look, everything is just as we left it. Oh, boy, I'm glad to see that.
Hey, now, Rocket, you better get busy with some beans, because I am starved. Just look at them beans. They's white and they's round and they's smooth. They's the best beans I'd ever been. You just wait. I ain't gonna be long with these beans.
Well, good, because I'm hungry, too. Say, but while Rocket's fixing the bean sputters, what do you think of this key that we found where you bumped your shin on that rock?
Hey, you know, I've been thinking about that, Squeaky. The key says Desert Hotel Ghost Town on it. Now, do you know what a ghost town is?
Oh, sure. In the old days, a lot of towns sprang up out in this country wherever people thought they might find a gold mine. And when they didn't find any gold, they just moved away and left the town.
Yeah, but that's right. And with nobody to keep the town up, they just sort of fell down and the houses fell in. They got old and people call them ghost towns.
Oh, yes, and they... Hey, Sputters, I just thought of something. Where could that key have come from? How did it get up to that tunnel?
Hey, now I'm thinking of something. That key isn't rusty a bit. It's shiny, just like somebody been carrying it in his pocket and had just lost it.
And then that means that Black Tom or some of his gang must have dropped it.
Squeaky, we've been wondering where Black Tom's new hideout is. I think we've found it.
You mean he's hiding out in the desert hotel in Ghost Town?
Sure, it would be just the place. Nobody ever goes to an old fallen down ghost town anymore. Why, what, it'd be a perfect place for him and his gang.
Yes, but where is the ghost town?
Oh, I don't know. But we've got to go home, though, and we can look on the map there, and...
Hey, look, Sputters. Hey, look across this little valley to the top of that other ridge. That's Black Tom and his gang.
Hey, you're right, Squeaky, it is. And they're heading toward the S-Bar S Ranch, our place. We've got to get there ahead of them. Come on.
Hey, come on, Rocket. We've got to hurry. Come on, hurry.
Yeah, but wait just a minute. Them beans ain't done yet.
Well, we can wait for that. Come on. We've got to hurry. Hurry.
Well, for goodness sakes, are the boys right about Black Tom's new hideout? You know, strange things happen in ghost towns. You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, how are you coming with the answer for our riddle today? Well, you just keep trying, and I'll give you the right answer at the end of our program. Say, right now, I think we ought to sing one of our favorite songs, the one about the mulberry bush. So you join in and sing with me. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes so early Monday morning. This is the way we iron our clothes, iron our clothes, iron our clothes. This is the way we iron our clothes so early Tuesday morning. This is the way we scrub the floor, scrub the floor, scrub the floor. This is the way we scrub the floor so early Wednesday morning. This is the way we mend our clothes, mend our clothes, mend our clothes. This is the way we mend our clothes so early Thursday morning. This is the way we sweep the house, sweep the house, sweep the house. This is the way we sweep the house so early Friday morning. This is the way we bake our bread, bake our bread, bake our bread. This is the way we bake our bread so early Saturday morning. This is the way we go to church, go to church, go to church. This is the way we go to church so early Sunday morning. All right, it's time right now for the birthday song. Open up your mouths and sing it loud for all those boys and girls who have birthdays today. Let's see how many. Oh, boy, just look at all the boys and girls out there who have birthdays today. All right, now it's birthday time. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. Hey, did you get it? What has a mouth and a fork but never eats? Well, the answer is a river. Now, you be good. Be careful and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry. It won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay and laugh all your troubles away.